Hello, good evening, everybody, and welcome to call number 8 of our Idea to Income Challenge. This is our last call of this challenge, and tonight we are going to have our closing ceremony, and then I'm going to open up the line for questions and answers. Well, you're going to ask the questions, and I'm going to try my best to give you an answer to your question, to all your business questions. And so I'm super excited, not necessarily because it's the last call, because I've absolutely enjoyed every single call. This is what I love to do. I love teaching. That's my passion. That's what I do. So it hasn't been laborious for me at all, and I've enjoyed these last few weeks with you, and I'm so glad that you all have stuck with me and have come to the end of the challenge right along with me. And so I just want to remind you of a few things tonight before we get into our Q&A and move on. One, if you haven't connected with me on Facebook, make sure you do that at facebook.com, Asista Project. It's AsistaProject. So make sure you go and like my page so you can, you know, stay connected and follow what I have going on. And then also, if you haven't done so, you can go to my website at www.asistaproject.com. And there you can opt into my mailing list as well, and you can get a free audio series download that's available right on my website that's totally free. It's an empowering series. It's called Have Your Cake and Eat It Too. You'd absolutely love it. So if you haven't done that, go to my website, www.asistaproject.com, and get that free download. And then also, I'm available by email, the same email that you get your reminders from, the Cheryl@asistaproject.com, if you have any questions, or if you want to contact me directly to inquire about coaching or anything like that, you can email me there as well. So, again, real excited about tonight and about what you all have going on with your business ideas, and moving forward and the success that I just know that you're going to have. So, one, I just want to encourage you to stay focused. Stay focused on your ideas. Stay focused on your business. Don't give up on your dreams and goals. Whatever those are, you have them for a reason. If you've received an idea, if you've got a business that you're working on, it's never okay to give up. Always push through the hard times. Push through those times where you really don't feel like doing, working on your business. You have to push through that because you go through ups and downs. So make sure that you stay focused. The affirmations that we did on Tuesday that I emailed you, keep those, say those affirmations every single day. I promise you they will help you. They will help you stay motivated. And one thing that I wanted to tell you was, you know, make sure that whatever you do, that you are willing to invest in yourself and that you're willing to invest in your business. You have to believe in your business enough to invest in yourself. You have to believe in your idea enough to invest in it. And what happens sometimes is we get caught up in the mindset where we think that we can't afford something or we think that we can't, you know, move forward. But what I know from my own experience, before I decided to get coaching and get some training for my business, I was in that mindset of what I couldn't afford. It was only after I just set the intention that the money came, and when I said yes, the money came. It's once you say yes and once you make up your mind that you're going to make it happen, then doors start opening, money comes. Sometimes it comes, you can't even explain how it comes, but it all happens because of movement. It happens because of intention. It happens because you decided to say yes and go for it instead of making excuses. I want you to have a no-excuse approach when it comes to your business. No excuses. You do what it have to take. You have to think about how much you really want your business to be successful and do whatever it takes. Every business has a growing stage. Every business has a building stage. And so in those beginning times, it's always going to be a lot of work, and it may also cost you some money. And so don't let those be obstacles for you. find a way around them, find a way to make things happen, and do what you have to do so that your business is successful. You know, whenever a major shift is coming, whenever a major shift is about to happen in your life, it's always preceded by information and opportunity. It's always information and opportunity that presents itself. So you have to keep an eye on that. Don't think that when you are looking for something to happen, it's just going to magically happen. It happens by opportunities, and it happens by new information. When you work on your business, make sure that you're being authentic to who you are in your business. That's what makes you unique. That's what makes you stand out among other people that do the same thing that you do. You want to be real. You want to be unique. You want to be creative in your business at all times. And make sure that you're giving value and that you know your value. And when you know your value, you're able to give value. So make sure you stay focused on the value that you're providing. Don't be afraid to charge what you're worth. And those people who are meant to work with you, those people that are attracted to you and what you do, they will understand your value and be willing to pay for it. And those are the clients you want. And so stay focused. Don't give up and think big. Think way bigger than what you're even thinking now. A lot of times we think too small. You got to think big. Think big and go for big, and then you're always going to be successful. And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight as an encouragement for you to continue on in your business and to really, really stay focused. And then I also want to ask that you guys who have stayed on the calls and have worked with me throughout the calls, that you send me an email and let me know what you got out of the challenge, you know, what kind of results you're getting so that I can see that what I've been showing you is actually working for you. And that helps me and encourages me because I need to be encouraged as well. I don't do this just because I have nothing else to do. So I do it because it's what I love to do. I love to help people, and I like to see results. So let me know what you thought of the challenge, what kind of results you're getting, and you can send that to me at Cheryl@assistaproject.com. And so that's all I had to share myself for tonight. And then now I'm going to open it up and answer any questions that you have. And so I'm going to unmute you. I'm going to unmute everybody. Okay, I think I got it now. And so you can, I believe I have you unmuted, so I'm just going to open it up, and you can ask me your questions. It could be any question about business, anything that we covered, anything that we didn't cover that you have a question on. Or if you have a specific project you're working on and you want to make sure that, you know, it's you're doing what you need to do for it to be successful, you can go ahead and ask that as well. So I will open it up and go ahead and let you ask your questions. Actually, push *6 if you have a question.
Well, I'll ask. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, hi, Cheryl. So, my question, with Mail, remember you talked about MailChimp and being able to automatically send out correspondence to your email list?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not to be too technical, but I went to MailChimp and I have no idea how to do that. Like, is that a different package than just the basic MailChimp?
Well, if you're getting MailChimp, like I said, it's free to sign up. But then if you want to use they're called autoresponders.
Okay.
And so the autoresponders, you have to have the monthly plan, which is like $10 a month. So if you have that, then you have the autoresponders.
Okay, yep, I have that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So then you would go into the autoresponder field, and that's where you would set up your emails to go out automatically. And it should walk you through it step by step. You'll get to pick a date or an option of how you want it to go out. For example, you can choose to have them go out based on, just say if someone opts into your list, then you can say, I want it to go out immediately. Or you can say, I want it to go out in 2 days after someone opts in.
Okay.
Or you can, there are different triggers that can set up the autoresponder to go out. And so typically what happens, you can have a whole series that leads to a particular call to action that you want to have. And you can have that happen just automatically by setting the date.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And does anyone else have a question? You can go ahead and ask your question. This is your time. Don't let it go by. I'm willing to answer your questions for you. Also, if you want to tell me about your business, you can do that. You know, whenever you have an opportunity to tell people what you do and what you do in your business, hold on 1 second. Okay, I heard some background noise. I just wanted to put you back on mute. So if you have a question, do the *6. Whenever there's an opportunity to talk about your business, you want to make sure that you always take advantage of that. It's important to be able to comfortably talk about your business. So even on a call like tonight, if you want to tell us what you do in your business, you never know, someone on the line could be one of your potential clients. So again, you can push *6 and let me know that you have either a question or if you want to talk about your business. The person that asked the first question, because I didn't put that out there at first, if you wanted to tell people about your business, you can do that too. Just push *6 and we can do that. Now, I know you guys have questions. Don't be shy. Don't be shy about your business. You want to push *6. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Everybody else is on mute. I just have you unmuted.
Oh, okay. So my name is Maisha. And I am the owner of Exclusively Maisha Hair Studio. And I just wanted to share with everyone a little bit of a testimony as to something that Cheryl had taught me and how it came full circle in my business. And she taught me to start before you're ready. So I had no money when I looked for my hair salon. When I was looking for it, I didn't have a dime in my pocket, and I didn't have a dime in the bank. But I kept remember her saying, start before you're ready. So I set the intention. I looked on Craigslist. Long story short, I came into my salon that I'm in right now as we speak. I won the man over. He never asked for ID, anything, and I told him that I would bring him a check back a week later. And I did that, and now here I am. So that's just a testament to when Cheryl just said to not let anything stop you from building and going after your dreams and your business, because just make it happen by any means necessary and start before you're ready. And so I'm just so thankful to you, Cheryl, for planting that seed in me. And so now I use that not only in my business, but in other areas of my life where fear may kick in, you know. And so I just always say, start before you're ready, and things just start happening, and doors just keep opening, and sometimes it's quite frightening, you know. But you know, but just changing my mindset and seeking out all of the, like with this, and there are other free things available as far as helping us build our businesses. And I try to get everything I can get. So just a little testimonial. I'm just so excited to be on this call and to have learned everything that I've learned.
That's good. That's a good point to bring up, because if you had waited until you had the money, the opportunity probably would have been gone.
Exactly. It would have been.
Someone else would have rented the salon. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so because you moved out, you got favor.
Exactly.
Yes.
I got favor. And then I had to raise the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so this stuff is just so true. And I know that sometimes, you know, we have to hear testimonials in order to really digest it good. Like, okay, this is really real.
Mhm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You want to tell people, did you tell people what you do? Yes, you said you had a salon. Who do you work with?
Well, I'm still working on my elevator pitch.
But you can tell us who you work with. What do you specialize in? What you do?
Okay, so I'm a master hairstylist, and I specialize in healthy hair and hair care maintenance for the working professional woman. And I enhance beauty, image, and esteem one client at a time.
So what does that mean? One client at a time.
One client at a time. What that means is that, you know, the professional woman is busy and you juggle. You may be a wife, a mother, and you have a career, and you don't have time to sit in a hair salon for 5 and 6 hours while you watch the hairstylist juggle 4 and 5 clients at a time. So when clients make a schedule an appointment with me, it's their private hair care session, and it's just me and them one-on-one. As soon as they come in, they sit in the chair at least within the first 15 minutes. I don't believe in having clients wait because their time is valuable.
Cool.
And so I'm glad you made me do that, because I'm still working on my elevator pitch.
That's good. More practice, the better. Like I said, never pass up an opportunity to talk about your business, because you never know.
Exactly.
And you never know.
That sounds good. I want to hear about other people's businesses.
Well, I'm going to give them the opportunity to push star six.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So push star six to either ask your question or tell us about your business. And don't be scared. If you want to make money, you can't be scared. So push star six. Okay, if you guys don't have any questions or don't want to share your business, then I'm not going to hold everybody on the line, and I'm not going to hold your time. We'll just have a very brief call tonight. I mean, I see lots of people on the line, but nobody wants to speak up. And if you don't have any questions, I guess, you know, maybe I did my job so well, I answered every question you have. I can look at it that way. But I don't want you to miss the opportunity to ask your question. You know, very specific questions, especially if you're trying to get going now and you're working on something. You want to make sure that you know what you're doing, what's the best way to make it happen, what's the best way to make the money that you want to make, what's the fastest path to cash. So, again, I'm going to say push star six, and I'm going to give it 1 minute, and then if nobody wants to ask a question, that will be okay. For star six. Okay. Nobody has a question, so I'm going to say good night. Thank you all for joining the challenge. Thank you for hanging in there. I wish you much success in your business. Make sure you keep in touch. Connect with me on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, wherever you are online. And again, as I mentioned before, you can also reach me by email at Cheryl@assistantproject.com. So good night, and God bless you.